Creativity. The child with his finger paints and the artist with her pastels must have it. It's essential to poet, musician, and architect. It comes in handy to home accountant and car mechanic. It's called creativity. Our creator made us in his image. Like our creator, we are equipped and disposed to create. Creativity dreams up cures for disease and ways to twist that couch through the narrow doorway. Creativity gets a ship in a bottle and a man on the moon. What is it that God has given you by way of creativity? What inventive quality lies dormant or only partially exercised in you? Do you have in you a novel, a song, or a new way to tell your family you love them? Perhaps you have the fix for socks that lose their elastic cling, or a new glue to fix broken relationships. John Maxwell tells this story about one of my creative heroes. A schoolteacher gave students an art assignment. She waited as each child took out crayons and colored pencils and went to work. After a while, she started down the aisle looking over the children's crude drawings. She came to one boy's desk, picked up his paper, looked and said, "Walter, flowers don't have faces." Little Walt Disney looked up at her and said with authority, "Mine do." Walt Disney had a dream. He saw things others did not see and put them on paper. Over the years, that dream materialized into a mouse who talked, an elephant who flew, a cricket who danced, and flowers, thousands of flowers, all with faces. Often when I hear an inspirational secular song or watch a stirring secular movie, I wonder why creativity is often short in the church. I know the Creator would release so much more to His children if we would inquire of Him. You're loaded with gifts of creativity for art, gardening, woodworking, baking, decorating, and whatnot. Pump from the well of your God-given creativity today.